Now to a crisis in Turkey on a couple of fronts this morning. On the Iraqi border, troops are fighting Kurdish rebels in an offensive that's described as the worst, or at least the most violent, in years. And then yesterday, a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in eastern Turkey near the city of Van left more than 250 people dead, many more injured. They're still rescuing people as we speak this morning. Joining us now is David O'Byrne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Istanbul. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So, David, how is the government responding to both of these crises? And I gather the most immediate one is the earthquake.
That's right. Well, the earthquake, the response to the earthquake has been pretty quick. The earthquake occurred at near the afternoon yesterday. We understand there's a couple of thousand rescue workers have been flown into the area. And the Turkish Red Crescent has been providing people with people who've been left homeless with tents and bedding and food.
And the Turkish national media has been covering this pretty much nonstop. What's the scene from what you've been able to see?
Well, the scene looks, in the areas that we've seen, it looks pretty bad. In the city of Van itself, which is the main population center, it seems that there's several very large buildings have collapsed. There's still people trapped there. The worst affected town seems to be the town of Ergish, which is about 30 kilometers to the east. It's closer to the epicenter of the earthquake. And we understand that there's around 80 buildings collapsed there, and a large number of people are believed to still be trapped under those buildings.
How much do the villages and towns and cities in that part of eastern Turkey rely on the central government in Ankara, or are they more on their own in matters like this?
And that was a difficult question. It's a very large area that's been affected. There was not just one earthquake. It was one main quake followed by a series of very severe aftershocks, all centered on different areas. It's a very mountainous region. There are a lot of very small villages and small towns up in the mountains, which are fairly independent. They're fairly distant from the main population centers. My understanding is it's been very difficult for rescue workers to reach some of these places as the roads have been closed due to landslides.
We're talking with David O'Byrne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's based in Istanbul, Turkey, and we're talking about the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that happened over the weekend and that rescuers are responding to this morning. David O'Byrne, on the other story, the cross-border raids, allegedly, the discussion of casualties on both sides between the latest fighting between Turkish forces and presumably PKK Turkish Kurdish rebels inside Iraq. What's the state of that this morning? Is the government saying anything?
There's been no announcement that I've heard today. The incursions by Turkish forces have been going on since last week when the PKK attacked a number of Turkish bases and killed 24 soldiers. There seems to be a general understanding that this is a something of an end game and that the Turkish government would now like to see the PKK removed from northern Iraq. Certainly there's been a lot of diplomatic traffic between the Kurdish administration in Erbil and the Turkish government in Ankara.
And with the U.S. withdrawing from Iraq, is that something Turkey is likely to do on its own?
I think they're likely to put pressure, certainly to put pressure on the Kurdish administration to ensure that these kind of attacks inside Turkey don't continue.
David O'Byrne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, live from Istanbul.